looked like the first day. You know, everybody was great effort, good tempo, a lot of sloppy mistakes, and a lot of things to correct and fix, and long way to go, but it was good to get off to a start. So,
what was your night like last night?
My night?
Yeah, did you sleep well? Or did you...
Started at about 1 and ended at about 5, and then just back to work, so full training camp mode, and excited for today.
What's going through your mind when you walk out those doors and this is the first official day for you as a head coach?
It's exciting. I mean, I've, you know, grew up son of a coach, so it's an exciting feeling to be able to come out and run your first organized training camp practice and, you know, just coach the players that are here, excited about what may lie ahead for us and, you know, trying to get us better every single day, and it was a good feeling today.
I know you want to be physical. I know you want to pop pads. What about the fear of injury?
I don't think you can play this game afraid of that, because every time we go out there and play a game, there's a fear of injury or the possibility of an injury. So, you know, in order to play the way we want to play, you got to practice the way you want to play. So, you know, we'll have to take our chances. We'll be smart with our football team and our players, and if there's anything that we need to rest or pull back from them, then we will. But I don't think you can play physical unless you practice that way.
Can you evaluate Kyle and Chris after their first day, you know, kind of full speed?
That'd be better evaluation after we watch all the film. But I thought they both, you know, there's a couple of things that I wish we would have hit. But I think they threw the ball well. The command of the offense and the understanding of what we're doing is great. And I don't mean that they're all the way there where we want them to be ultimately, but I think when they get in the huddle, they know exactly what I'm asking them to do, and they're giving the information to the other 10 that are with them. So right now, I think they're getting off to a good start, and we got to just continue to try to push them to get better.
I know it's early, but what's your initial impressions of just Ryan Terrain? He looks ready to explode after missing a lot of time, drew a lot of, you know, kind of emotion from the crowd as well.
Yeah, Ryan made some good runs today, and he's a physical guy, big guy, the kind of back that we're looking for. All of our backs are 215 or more, so that's the style of runner that we have and we want, and he fits in well with the group that we have, and it'll be exciting to see him progress. You know, this is really the start for Ryan of this year, you know, because he wasn't there all spring, but looking forward to seeing what he can do.
How much concern is there that no Sean and Robert still aren't here yet?
You know, I think every day that they miss hurts their opportunity to, you know, create a role on our team or a bigger role on our team. Obviously, they'll have a role, but, you know, and they're missing meetings and installations and walkthroughs and, you know, practice time and film study and all that stuff. So we're eager to have them here. We're trying as hard as we possibly can to have both of them here as soon as we can, and hopefully that'll happen sooner rather than later.
Is it feeling more like a high-pressure situation, though, than it did a couple days ago? Got to get them.
No, I mean, you know, we're going to work with who's here, you know, and try to improve the guys that are out here on the field, and they'll join us eventually, and hopefully it'll be soon.
Are you close with them?
To me, the only thing left is done. Mm-hmm. You know, whether we're close or not doesn't really matter. As soon as it's done, we'll be excited to have him here.
How come Champ can't practice?
Champ, Ronaldo, and Marcus Thomas, as soon as they're ready to practice physically, that they'll be out here. And it's the same with all three of them. You know, just making sure that we take the right precautions with those three players.
Is that an injury situation or a conditioning test situation?
They'll be out here when they're ready to practice.
Hey, Josh, Brandon took the last couple of days off, but he was out there today and thrilled the fans with some of his catches. Your thoughts on his...
Yeah, he definitely showed up, made some good plays. You know, he's an explosive guy, and it's a good sign to see him out there running. And you know, we'll see how, you know, his body reacts to it. You know, this is really the first full practice. You know, the couple that we had earlier in the week weren't really that long, and this one was a little bit more taxing on everybody. So it was great to have him out there. Definitely fit in, made some big plays, and we'll look forward to more of that as we go.
Josh, you've worked with these guys for a long time now, but today feel different for you just because it is the first training camp?
I think it feels different for everybody, you know, because you're in pads. There's an actual uncertainty about what kind of period we're running, because before, when you're not in pads, you can't run plays and all the rest of it. So now there's a run pass conflict on every play. Nobody knows what's coming. You can use play actions. So the whole entire practice is a little different. There's so many things that we're responsible for, both as coaches and players, you know, once you get into this kind of an atmosphere. And, you know, you always make some little minor mistakes on the first day, and hopefully we'll clean those up. And same with our players and coaches.
You have a lot of old defensive linemen playing outside linebacker now. How's the transition going for those?
When you say old, you mean former?
Former. Okay. Sorry, they're not old.
I just want to make sure we...
But former defensive lineman playing outside linebacker. Overall, how's the transition going?
You know, today is a big step for those guys because a big part of playing outside linebacker is being able to be physical and play downhill. And when you're a former defensive lineman, that's what you're used to doing anyway. So, you know, we're going to try to ask them to do things they can do. I know being physical and hitting people is one thing that all of them are capable of, and we're going to ask them to do a lot of that. And when we ask them to drop back and pass coverage, we're going to try to make sure we're smart with what we ask them to do. We're not going to put them on, you know, Antonio Gates and tell them to, you know, flag them all over the field. But all of them have a lot of room to improve. Obviously, this is the first padded practice, so they're going to see some things that they're going to be able to correct this afternoon and hopefully get better every day.
One more.
Champ said earlier in the week he felt 100%. What's the issue?
When he's ready to practice, he'll be out there. I'm not talking about injuries.
Why not?
That's just going to be the policy all year, so that's it.